Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Accidents happen to everybody while on the job. It depends on your job how serious this accident might be taken. And it happened in Buffalo. On the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. It's Wednesday with Terry, TJ. I'm Chris Konya. Doing a great job on the text line so far. Please keep it up at 585-252-9233. So this person's accident happened on Sunday's St. Patrick's Day Parade in Buffalo. Now, Terry, you were out that way in Sunday, right?
I was very close to Delaware Avenue, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I was.
Specifically 560 Delaware Avenue at the corner of Allen Street. There was a security plan in place for the parade. It was thorough, but the department is investigating the incident to make sure it never happens again. What happened was an officer of some department was up on top of a roof monitoring the parade, doing their job, when a sniper rifle fell off the roof of the building, smack dab in the middle of the parade. So it's set up on a tripod, and I don't know much about firearms, but it looks like there's some kind of counterweight under the gun to hold it in place, basically.
Yeah.
And I guess what happened, according to what these pictures look like, I don't know if the wind took it or what, but
it was really windy there Sunday.
Rifle, the tripod, everything fell off onto the street of where the parade was. I'm trying to see how many, it looks like a 5-story building.
And it fell right in between people and a hot dog stand.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't hit anybody. Nobody was hurt.
And it didn't discharge as it hit the ground, thank God.
But, I mean, it's just something that doesn't happen every day where that's a huge whoopsie.
No injuries were reported in relation to the incident. According to law enforcement officials, the gun would have not fired from falling to the ground. A civil lawsuit is unlikely in this case because there was no injuries.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? So it fell.
This is not lack of planning. This is not lack of being thorough. This is just a crazy thing that, was an accident.
But it's the pictures that you're like,
what fell from what?
Exactly. But you see the tripod and the sniper rifle. It's huge, set up on a very tall tripod. And then you see the officer next to it.
Sure.
And then you see the officer looking over the edge, and there's no rifle next to him anymore.
Yep. And as I said, it was super windy. Mm-hmm. And this is obviously, it's a lesson learned. So now I'm sure they didn't anticipate the wind, the direction, the gusts. How do you? I always thought that when they had the guns on tripods, mm-hmm, I didn't realize that tripod would have it like 4 feet in the air. I always thought it was very close to the edge, or almost to be able to hide or hide it.
I didn't know they
had seen it like that.
Snipers at parades. Do we have them in here in Rochester?
I don't know.
Are they on top of the buildings for our parade? And I just didn't even notice.
Well, there may have been a threat. Who knows?
Quickly to your point, Terry, maybe they want people to see, hey, we've got eyes on you, so don't try anything crazies.
Could be.
And TJ, to your point, no, I wasn't downtown for the parade, so I don't know for sure if they were all set up on East Avenue or anything
sure
like that.
I'm sure tons of people attending the Buffalo Parade had no idea that there's sniper guns on the roof and that there's folks looking out for them.
I have to be honest, if I had been anywhere near there and spotted that, I probably would have gone nuts saying, look, thinking that was a bad guy, a good guy.
You would have caused a...
I probably would have.
Goodness, you didn't go.
I probably would have. Wouldn't you, if you had seen that? I guess I wouldn't have...
No.
assumed that was the cops.
I would assume it was the police. Because, you know, president comes to town kind of thing. They always set up stuff like this.
Right. I guess I just didn't think the St. Patrick's Day parade would fall into that category. But, many cities have had a rough time of it. But Buffalo in particular, mm-hmm. for the last year, it's been very challenged.
You ever have an oopsie at work that might have seemed like a big deal to others, but it was nothing to you? Like, I can imagine this might happen in hospitals sometimes. You know, if blood is seen or something somewhere, and a nurse goes, oh, no, that's no big deal. Oh, no, that's no big deal. Oh, that would never be a problem. Da-da-da-da, stuff like that. So, snipers at Fairport Canal Days, one person's texting.
What?
Yeah, 585-252-9233.
I want to know how much this is happening, and I just haven't even noticed.
Oh, where they're planting snipers?
Yeah. Where they, I mean, I know we have so many officers keeping us safe, but I'm just curious as to
the Fairport
the security.
Police Department has a sniper squad, a SWAT team?
I don't know. Well, let's find out.
If
you'd like to share some information, we keep you anonymous, of course, on the text line at 585-252-9233. Where are they setting up surveillance like this here in Rochester that we know of course? We'll take a break, come back with your text next on the B. Enforcement sniper fell off the roof of a building during the Buffalo St. Patrick's Day parade this past Sunday.
The gun did, not the sniper.
Yeah, you're right.
A sniper rifle.
A sniper, I guess it would be, yeah.
Sniper rifle fell off the roof. Was a very tall tripod this rifle was on. So, and it was really windy, whatever the reasoning is. It fell off the roof. And it's just something that does not happen. And
no, you don't expect to see that happen.
It's not something that's, oh, there it is again. Mm-hmm. They really got to do something about those tripods. Normally, this thing doesn't happen. That's why it's making the news.
And I guess this is a definitely a learning moment for me, because I'd never assumed that there were snipers in places like that. I understand the need. I didn't think of it.
This texter says, I guess I'm of the mindset that there's probably always that kind of protection at a larger event. Every large city in America these days, including Rochester and its suburbs. And then they go on to say what all of us, I think, are, which is just be aware of your surroundings. Always looking around, always looking up. But I still wouldn't notice.
Probably wouldn't have either.
Well, we went to a Luke Bryan show last summer, and snipers were on the roofs and bridges. Scared the crap out of us. And the SWAT team was walking the crowd. And this one was out of state, by the way.
That had to have been, you know, a threat, some sort of a... I've never seen that at CMAC. And maybe, again, I could just... I'm usually very observational. I've never seen that. But I don't know. So we were looking if you'd had a wacky oopsie at work. And apparently there's been a few. One specifically in our hospitals.
This one says, accidentally shot a patient's blood on the ceiling of their hospital room. Oh, sprung a leak.
Oh, no.
I had that happen once. It wasn't me. I was the patient where they kind of hit a geyser, and I've never seen blood go that fast. And they're like, oh,
I mean,
man.
It's working on a pump. Your veins are pressurized, right?
Yeah,
how
you
all
bet.
Works? Blood pressure?
So you bet. And it, you know, I was a little proud of it at the moment. I'm like, woo, look at that heart.
My pumper's working great.
I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!